Wow, I almost choked to death on my water, but I think we're good.
Okay. All right. Oh, I don't want you to die.
That makes one of us.
At least not until the
podcast. That makes one of us.
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 396. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Yeehaw, here I am.
And Jeff.
Drinking Merlot, once again.
And once again. Pete.
Hey.
Fozzie is in Jacksonville. He will not be joining us. He's away for a wedding or something, I believe. Anyway. Let's talk some games, because we haven't done that in a while. Anybody play anything new recently?
Okay, define new and define recently.
Have you played anything in the last 2 weeks, Pete?
Yes. Now define new for me.
Not old.
Something we might not have talked about recently?
Okay, well, I mean, we haven't talked about it recently.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Yeah, I don't know. This is getting scary.
We're going all the way back to 2015.
Okay, that's new.
To play probably the best RPG that came out that year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm replaying The Witcher 3.
Ooh.
That's a good game to replay.
Because there are like a bunch of games that have just come out that I want to buy, but I want to get through a couple other things first. I'm trying to like budget myself appropriately this round now.
It's fair.
I bought Witcher 3 on PC like a year ago or something like that. In preparation for what would have been the expansion packs, never bothered to like level myself up or play through the game to get to a point to play them. So I'm doing that now, and I'm doing that by basically enabled the console, and I'm just fucking like cheating my way through the game, and it is a amazing experience.
I love cheating. Wait a minute.
Because I owned the game on PS4 when it came out, and I played through the original version that way, I guess. So I don't really feel guilty at all by making myself level 50 and giving myself 100,000 gold and just going to town on that world and just like
instant killing everyone.
Well, yeah, but also like I feel free to go wherever I want. I can go like do the quests I never like was technically prepared for and didn't really want to work towards and stuff like that. So I'm just like doing all like just bouncing from question mark to question mark to question mark to question mark to question mark, and just sort of re-exploring the world,
doing the side quests and
yeah, all the like, because there were a bunch of Witcher bounties I never finished because I was never high enough level.
And there's some great writing in those side quests. So.
Oh, absolutely, and stuff. But and since I know the main story, I can just skip through like 90% of those. Cutscenes and stuff, so yeah, it's a breeze. Like it's quite fun, actually. It's a nice change of pace.
Nice. Anything else? Just
That's it. Yeah, I mean, I'm still playing Slay the Spire on and off. They have a daily mode now, so I play that. Yeah, no, that's it for now.
Tony, what have you been up to?
I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter, but I also been playing Stellaris, which just had an expansion come out.
Yeah.
Apocalypse, which lets you build planet-killing spaceships, which is cool.
Yeah, buddy.
But I am not far enough in the game yet to build a planet-killing spaceship.
No.
So I haven't done that. I will say they have changed like the pace of the game expansion now, so it's really slow, and you actually have to like build lots of construction ships to like make your empire bigger, which is kind of weird. But also, like, before it was, you had to wait for your the borders of your empire to extend naturally so that you could like colonize a new planet, and now it kind of happens more dynamically.
Okay. 'Cause I knew for a while, I think they were what they were working to make it like not so fleet heavy or something, but it's still fairly fleet heavy.
I mean, yeah, I guess so. I will say I also picked up one of the earlier, like they did some packs. One of them was like a plant civilization pack and like a humanoid pack. I went ahead and picked up the robot pack. So I'm actually playing as a civilization of killer robots whose goal is to eliminate sentient life from the galaxy.
So you're the Cylons.
Basically, I'm the bad guy. I'm like the Borg. I'm like,
yeah, buddy.
I'm trying to take you all down. It's fun. It's cool.
What do you know what these planet killing machines look like? Or
I mean, they're based off like the Death Star and all that.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was just wondering.
It's basically
You still there?
I'm still here. No, it's basically I'm just playing Monster Hunter and there's like disaster right now. So yeah, they're basically like really big round ships that can fire a really big blast that will destroy a whole planet in one go. So yeah. No, I'm excited to build them. And it makes a lot of sense now that I am the robots that want to kill all life. For me to want to do that.
Yeah.
So.
That gives you a reason, at least.
I need to play Stellaris. Stellaris is always sound like my bullshit, but every time I look at it, it's like $45, and I'm like, I don't know.
It's on sale right now. Now is your
chance. I know. Well, now is when I can't afford it.
That's a problem.
Maybe if they do a sale again. So.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, I think I was on sale recently. I thought I had an email from them saying it was on sale.
It's literally on sale right now.
Yeah, I mean, that might be what I'm remembering. maybe at some point I will get to it. And Monster Hunter, huh?
Yes.
So I need
Jeff to come kill the pink Raytheon for me.
He's a son of a bitch, ain't he?
Yeah. She.
Oh, yeah.
How much farther does he have to go, Jeff?
Oh, there's a long way to go, I'm pretty sure. I'm running into monsters I've never seen before. Which doesn't, bode well.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, you're close enough. You're at the point like where I was at some point where it's like it made more sense to stick with it and just beat it to say you'd beat it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you are deep enough to say like let's stick this out. Like it might be even like 5 or 6 more monsters, but like you'll have to build your way up to that, Like you won't just jump from 1 to 1.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to take down Anjanath right now so that I can,
Yeah, build up. Yeah, it's you might as well. I don't know, but
we'll see. I'm probably going to get bored. I think.
I was starting new, but I was like, I want to see this through. Like I want to be able to say I saw the credits on a Monster Hunter game because I've played 3 of them now and never got to do it. So, it was mostly worth it. Just, some of the later monsters are pretty fucking some of them are really they suck, and you're gonna be happy you could join people. But some of them are pretty cool. Like the last one, I think is a legit just normal monster that's just like cool and cool looking. Like I think I beat him. Yeah, I beat him on my very first try, and people didn't come in to help me until like the last 2 minutes of me fighting him. Like it was awesome. But nice. Yeah, I'll help you out.
Good.
Maybe.
Yeah. I need you guys to pull me through too. Because I don't have the I really don't like playing that game by myself. So,
well, you can always
you can.
I never played solo. Put it that way. Like I was always playing with randoms at the very least.
Right. Yeah, you can always pull somebody in, but and actually, Tony and I pulled somebody in last week.
That's right.
And they at first we were like, "What the hell is this person doing?" But they seemed to know what they were doing by the end of it.
They're like trapping him for you.
Right, that's what they were doing. They were like building traps to trap him.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So it's cool. That game is fun to play with other people. I'm not so sure I love it as a single player game though, cuz it's super grindy. Super repetitive. Jeff, what have you been playing?
Other than beating Monster Hunter, I just bought a game yesterday called Mulaka.
Uh-huh.
The Switch game.
I think it's on everything, yeah. Reading from the description of the game, dive into northern... like a lost GameCube, like fucking 3D adventure game. You know what I mean? Like something like Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy, or like games that used to come out like that. I dug the art style, despite the fact that the game is not really a looker, and it just looked like that type of game. So I took a total blind shot on it. Like I did look at reviews, and they kind of mostly range from like 6 to 8 at best. You know.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rough. I don't know. It gets kind of like the look and kind of like, it's like, I guess the closest comparison I could think of is like Yooka-Laylee. It's like, yeah, it's kind of got that look of that and like the basic ideas of what those games were. But I think even those games back then were better than what this is, or like more fleshed out than what this is. You know, it's just like Yooka-Laylee. It feels like a scraped out shell of what those games were, and that's kind of how this is making me feel so far. I've only played through 2 levels out of the 7 levels, so maybe like I'll come around on it a little bit more. But basically, each level is like, it's like a little open world, and there are 3 like gems to find in the level, and then it opens up the gate to the boss.
Okay.
That's basically all it is. And I think probably my biggest problem with the game so far is like when you're fighting enemies, and a big part of the game is combat. Like, I mean, I know you guys tried to shit on like Zelda's combat last year a little bit.
This ain't trying.
Shit compared to that.
Oh, great.
There's no lock on. Like,
ooh.
How do you have a game? I don't know. It feels like standard now. Dark Souls has it. Zelda has it.
Yeah, like when
it
you're
makes it feel right.
3D world, like you need something that can kind of like center the camera while you're focusing on the enemy.
It does seem like sometimes when you're close in on an enemy, like it auto locks on, but I don't have any control over like when it happens or anything. Like, and it's, believe me, it's not reliable. The game just feels like rough and janky all around the edges. Like it's. I gotta be honest, like I'm not loving it so far, despite the fact that I loved the trailer so much that I was like, I'm gonna give this a chance.
Yeah, I mean, visually it looked great. Like the trailer I saw looked really cool. The idea of being like this kind of a, you know, Mexican indigenous adventure.
It just looks like one of those, like, you know what I'm saying? Like PS2 GameCube era games, like, that just aren't as common now.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but it's just not the full, like, those games back in that day, even when they were, like, B-tier games, were still $60 games, and, like, I think more fleshed out than this. I think that's part of the problem that we're having here.
Yeah, I mean, you're, and they were... And not
done by big teams and stuff, you know.
Not take anything away from like the small team that made this, but that could be it too, right? Like, you know, you're talking about a small independent team, probably like, I mean, I don't know, 10, 20 people max.
Whatever, yeah.
And you're like looking at it like maybe like these old GameCube, PlayStation 2 games that were built by like, they were B team Activision, but they were still,
yeah, it's still pretty big games in their day, like in terms of production anyways. It's, yeah, it's maybe a little unfair, but like, let's go there's these games now that are coming out to evoke that stuff, and it's like when you evoke it and I go to play it and it like doesn't play or feel as fleshed out as those old like games that would feel dated now. Yeah. Anyways, what are we doing? You know, so I hate to be passing judgment on it so early. I need to play more of it, and I kind of want to since I spent the $20, but not loving it.
You're through two of the seven levels?
Yeah.
Like, it's a good chunk of that game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not done with the second level.
Okay.
So, I, you know, essentially you could say I played the intro level and then some of the second level, but...
Okay.
Like, even still, it's like...
Maybe
I'm like, I could be playing Odyssey right now. Like, what the fuck am I wasting my time here doing? So, I don't know.
Well, I will wait for your final verdict. But you're not convincing me to buy it before I get Celeste, so.
Celeste is polished as fuck. And even, like I said, even if you can't get past the second level of that game, which I don't even think I have, I don't feel bad about the money I spent on it. I'm like, I'm glad I have that on my system.
Right.
So that's the difference, I think, between the two.
Anything else, Jeff?
No, that's it.
I
think.
I have not played anything new either, but I have played the first three Burnout games.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Burnout 1 is the shell of a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a coin-op game that you don't have to put coins into, right? Like, it's that type of arcade game. There's a timer. You have to hit checkpoints. It gives you more time. There's, you know, you race in series of races, and you have to finish, you know, in third to advance to the next one, or in second to advance, or like so on and so forth. That's all that game is. That's it. It's a fine arcade style racer.
I just remember it being feeling so flat and having no flair. I don't know. I just feel like empty.
Like, yeah, like if you're going, like it kind of is like it's
like you play that one of those games. Speed back then, it was like,
yeah. I mean, like this is really like, I mean, I could have seen this being in an arcade, like an actual arcade, yeah. You go up and drop quarters into, because there's nothing else to it. It's just that it's the checkpoint to checkpoint, and finish in a certain place to advance. That's all that game is, nothing more to it. Then there is Burnout 2, which is it's more of a fleshed out game for sure. They start having different types of events, crash modes introduced. There's only 10 or there's 30 levels. There's 30 crash levels. And they're fun. Like, I mean, they're little puzzles that you kind of crash your way through to get X amount of dollars. There's no, it's weird looking at that though, because there's no power ups or boosts or other, like it's just crash, like try and get a high score by crashing into shit. I saw credits in that game, so I'm going to count that as done. And then Burnout 3, that is a beefy ass game. I've put 6 hours into it now. Maybe a little over halfway done.
Maybe. There's probably at least 100 events.
There's 170 events. I've done 90 of them, I think.
Damn. All right.
There's 100 crash mode events and then about 70 race events. The crash mode stuff's really good. The race stuff's okay. The AI is kind of garbage.
Don't be telling me.
The AI is cheap. Like, super fucking cheap.
That's racing, baby.
It's one of those things where you're racing along and, I don't know, you're battling it out, like, in first, second, or third, and then all of a sudden, like, you kind of get taken out, right? And, like, you get knocked into a wall, nice explosion, cool crash. You then pop back in after the crash is over. You're now in fourth. And when you get back up to the second place guy, the first place guy is no longer anywhere in existence. Like, they are so far ahead that it makes it impossible to for you to it just feels cheap. Like,
yeah.
It's like, this is shitty because I can run a perfect race and they're always on my ass. But I make one mistake or
not. Yeah, where you'll have them crashing out and shit.
Yeah.
And there's no repercussions. Like, they're still bouncing back.
Yeah, like, they're...
You get fucked over.
But yeah, and it's like, that's just infuriating. And it happens in all kind of arcade racers, but it feels really cheap here. The load times are they're not bad, but there's a lot of loading, especially in between crash events, which are only like 30 seconds tops. And then you have to bounce out and like go pick another one. And then it's like, it takes a while.
But it's still the best racing game ever made. Right.
No. Well, I could see where people would be like, this is your favorite.
It's just so awesome. Like, I think it still looks good even. Like, the last time I played it anyways, I was like, this is not bad looking at all for being from fucking PS2, dude.
Yeah, it looks okay. Like, there are some spots where they're pushing the system to do more than it can. Like, they're doing, like, some, like, lens flare shit. It just makes it hard to see anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're coming around the corner, and like, oh, that looks really cool. Like, if you were to freeze it and take a screenshot, I bet it looked great in a magazine at the time. But like, when you're playing, it's like, god damn it, I can't see shit.
But like, just the racing itself too,
it's
just
fun. It's
it bad. Feels way more flashy, and it feels more fast paced than I remember Burnout 1 or 2 feeling. Like, it feels real it's, fast.
It's fast. You know, it's more about boosting in this. Like, in one, getting boost was just a fucking nightmare. And then in two, like, it felt like it was like when you actually did get a boost, like, you could use it, but that would be the one time you use it during the race. Like, boost is consistently filling in this, because they added takedowns in three. So you're able to like smash your opponents into walls. And when that happens, you get a boost multiplier and it increases your meter and it automatically fills it. So like, you're taking down cars all over the course. It's really well done in that regard. I don't know. I still kind of feel like I'm really looking forward to Paradise because everything's right there, right? Like, it's just all on the map. I do wish that they had a kind of like a centralized crash mode though, instead of just like, oh, you can make crash mode on any street, but it's not the designed. It's not the designed puzzle. Like, it is fun to like, you know, see if you can, how many cars you can crash into. And
it like still hurts me that like they got away from that, but like they're back at it now. Like, so, like, you know, like the guys that made that like stupid golf game. That's kind of the same idea.
Yeah,
I think it's like Dangerous Golf or something. Well, they put out last fall basically just like legit crash mode. Like, I forgot what the fuck they called it. I'll figure it out. But I don't know if you guys remember that. Yeah, like, they put out basically a crash mode game, and I've like almost pulled the trigger on it so many fucking times.
Yeah, but Dangerous Golf wasn't great either, right? Like,
it was not okay. But I think, you know, again, you're taking that idea and adapting it to golf, whereas opposed this was like it's called Danger Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going back to, it's basically just crash mode, like legitimately just crash mode from Burnout 3. It has a 7 out of 10 on Steam. I've thought about it, dude, so many times. Like, if I saw it on sale for a couple bucks, that's like an instant buy. I've just always loved Crash Mode.
Might have to check that out, because like that could be fun. Like, if it's a good version of that, might be worth playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking Burnout 3 though. It's, I think Revenge is the next one. So I'm gonna have to get my 360 out for that, because that's not backwards compatible. But
That's crazy. I would have thought that would have been one of the first, like, backwards compatible. Like, that was a big game.
Oh, I'm sure. What is crazy, too, though, is, like, the first two Burnout games are Acclaim published. And yeah. EA takes over at Burnout 3, and that's where you see the huge jump in production quality and and just the length of the game. Like, it's a full-featured game. They were getting there with 2, but it looks like EA, like, really dumped money into Criterion at that point and were like, here, make what you want, and they did. Like, I know people like to shit on EA and how they take over companies and destroy them, but they do give you the rope to kill yourself with, so...
So you get like that one or two great games in there.
Yeah. And they did a really, and I love that, like, there's actual music in the game instead of this like cheesy generic like late 90s action movie music that is in the first two Burnout games. So they're fun. Yeah, so I'm going to continue my Burnout journey. Actually, I believe right now I can go on and play the first 10 hours of Paradise Remastered.
Oh, nice.
So,
that's
part of EA Access. Yeah. So I might do that as well.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it more and more. I might just get it when it comes out.
Do you still have EA Access, Jeff?
I don't. But
I did
really like Burnout Paradise, so I might just get it.
I was just wondering, because like you get the 10% discount on EA games too if you have EA access. So
plus the previews, plus like 9,000 games for free.
I just don't mess with EA enough, man.
I mean, their vault's pretty big now.
Yeah, but I'm never ever gonna play those. Like, it's not gonna happen.
That's fair. But yeah, I think I'm definitely getting Burnout next Friday. So
yeah, probably.
And then we're getting into game release time, I guess, because Sea of Thieves is coming out, Ni No Kuni's coming out, God of War's coming out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. I guess before we leave though. You guys want to talk about that Nintendo Direct?
Yes,
we got a few things today.
Yeah.
Yes. So we can. I guess we're gonna. You want to move into news?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Let's do it.
So yeah, today was like everybody's release day. Like, hey, we're announcing our shit today. It started with. Let's see here. Ubisoft, I guess. I guess it leaked a couple hours before the actual announcement was supposed to go out, but obviously they're coming out with a second Division game.
That seems like something that would happen.
Right. I mean, the first one was pretty popular, and they supported it pretty long after its... after its release and stuff, and
yeah,
but
it was I didn't love the Division, but for what it was, it seemed like a pretty good third person real world facsimile of Destiny.
Yes, and like better implemented from what I've heard.
In a lot of ways, yes. Yeah. There's way more to do. Like and. Like in terms of actual events and things.
Yeah. So let's see. They said, I'm just going to research this real quick. Make sure that there was, they're putting in 2 updates for the original Division, which we'll just update and rework 2 missions, I guess. Then we'll introduce a set of challenges that will, unlock content in the second game. When it comes out. And stuff, and they just said that there was no release date, but they will obviously be showing it at E3. It'll have a big presence there. So, there's a lot of people can go watch if they want the exact amount of stuff. But
is that this year, or
it doesn't say.
Okay.
Yeah, that one didn't have a release date. I assume we'll find out at E3.
Yeah.
And then Activision announced Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Nope.
Is that really the logo?
They totally went with
Roman numeral 4. Yeah.
No, it's not a Roman.
That's not.
Yeah. Made fun of them for.
It's
I. It's supposed to be IV. It's not a Roman numeral. It's some.
I guess
pretend they know.
It's millennial numeral. I don't know.
Treyarch developed. I guess the community reveal event is May 17th, with a release date of October 12th for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
For Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
Well, October 15th?
12th.
12th. That's really, really early.
It's 2 weeks before Red Dead.
Yeah.
They've been chased off the release spot by...
Who's the big dog on campus now? Not them.
Yeah. So...
It kind of amazes me, honestly, that the game is still as big as it is. Like, what the fuck, dude? That shit was stale, like, in 2014. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty World War II was okay. Like,
I own that game and still haven't played it.
Just the fact that that's, like, the de facto shooter game for, like, non-gamers, like, you know, the general mass audience, that it stuck that long. That's like that would be like people still playing fucking Club Penguin, fuck?
But Club Penguin, come on!
I know, but like you know what I'm saying? It just seems like this should have died. Like,
yes, no, I hear you. I mean, yeah, but it was the best selling game of last year.
Yeah. It's amazing to me.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing, but. You know,
because they're mediocre games now. Like the last one I played was Infinite Warfare, and I was like, "This sucks! Like this game's not good." Like,
I haven't liked the multiplayer in it since Advanced Warfare. So, yeah. That was what four games ago.
Yeah, that's all.
It's just amazing to me that it's still like the number one. Like Call of Duty World War II was number one selling game last year. Like,
yep.
What the fuck?
And it's exponentially better than Infinite Warfare too. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, they almost got me to fucking buy into it, but
it's not.
And maybe I will. Yeah. Maybe okay. I will get it.
I mean,
it's like. They're not good. Like, the last couple, like, there's nothing inspired about it at all. Like, it's just a formula.
Yeah, it's a sports game at this point, right? Like, I mean, they dump in a, you know, 5 to 7 hour campaign, but it really is a sports game, like Madden or FIFA or NHL or NBA,
yeah.
Where, you know, all right. Some things change, but like there are the maps and maybe the guns, but the core formula is still precisely as it was. Sports games still do really well, Jeff.
Yeah, sure. But the fact that like it could dominate, like let me ask you guys this: like, do you think like Call of Duty will outsell Red Dead this year?
No.
I think if there's one.
Yes, because it's available on PC as well, as opposed to, like, it has an extra base, even though the PC's not bigger, but I think that'll go along. That might help.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto 5 was the only game that took down Call of Duty in recent memory, right? So, but I don't know if Red Dead is at that level.
It's just, if there was any justice in the world, it would outsell it, like, by 2 or 3 times, you know what I mean? Like...
I mean, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. End rant.
But yeah, and then I guess to cap off the evening, I forgot that this was happening. There was a Nintendo Direct that covered both Nintendo Switch and, to many people's chagrin, the 3DS.
I don't... Okay. Really? Were there people upset about that?
Yeah, because yeah, it meant that they were still releasing games for a system that people wanted on the Switch.
They said the day before, or like whenever they announced it, that like
whatever. When they announced it, I mean, yes, I mean, which was I guess 2 days ago or something.
Whenever they announced it, they said it was going to be both, and I was like, okay. And then when I watched the actual thing, I was like, happy that they got the 3DS stuff like out of the way in the first like 5 minutes. They're like, all right, that's enough of 3DS. Now we're talking about the Switch for like the most.
And to be fair, there's some cool stuff coming to the 3DS. Like,
right, but it would be so much cooler if it was coming to the Switch.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But again, like, it was small. I forgot what the 3DS stuff was. Like, what was it?
Well, Bowser's Inside Story is coming. Remake of that is a. There's a new Kirby game.
So I have the whole list right here.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So there's WarioWare Gold.
That's it.
Yeah. That's cool. That's cool shit.
Yeah. 300 mini games. Switch. August 3rd exclusive through Nintendo 3DS. Let's see. Dylan's Dead Heat Breakers.
Who cares?
I don't know. It's an action tower defense game, whatever. Yeah, Mario Luigi Bowser's Inside Story plus Bowser Jr.'s Journey. So there's like an extra.
Yeah, there's like special thing. Like an expansion type campaign.
Right. That'll come out next year. And let's see. And then. Nintendo 3DS 2019. Detective Pikachu is March 23rd. They're putting out the original Luigi's Mansion.
Okay, that kind of upset me because I was like, they should have put that on the Switch, dude. Like,
they're probably remaking it like they did Dark Moon.
Like
so it's going to use both screens.
Yeah. Okay, but.
Yeah, no date on that one.
I'd rather have like the original game from GameCube with touched-up graphics. Like,
oh, I'm sure. Better. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree, but they're also looking at the amount of people that own a 3DS, and
right,
which is
cool though. It's cool to see like that game get re-released.
Kirby Star Allies launches. I mean, in a week, March 16th.
Now we're out of the Switch games.
No. Oh, yeah, no, I guess that is Switch. My bad. Yeah, now we're on the Switch. So I guess, yeah. And then, yeah, okay, I'm going to keep going. Okami HD. I guess they showed more of it. I mean, I guess it wasn't originally announced for the Switch? Or
It's already out on the Xbox One and PS4 and PC. So
yeah, right. I almost bought it in the last couple of days. And now I'm kind of like,
Yeah, Octopath Traveler has a release date of July 13th this year.
Cool.
Let's see. Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. Let's see.
Okay, all right.
So okay, ignore all these little ones that
no one cares. No, wait. No More Heroes. Did anyone see the trailer for that?
I did.
I saw the original trailer. I didn't see the new one.
It looked like a fucking minigame collection. Like it didn't look like a... Yeah.
I mean,
that's exactly what it is.
Fairly fuck similar. That. I mean, fuck No More Heroes, honestly, in my opinion, but like, especially fuck... A mini game collection.
So the game will host a co-op multiplayer mode and an adventure mode.
If you want to hear a positive take on that game, go check out a Cryptbox's trailer breakdown of it. Javi talks about it. He's a huge No More Heroes fan. So
yeah, I think I would be more upset if I was a No More Heroes fan. I'd be like, "What the fuck is this?" Anyways, not excited for that.
Dark Souls Remastered. The only interesting thing is that they're releasing a amiibo of Solaire.
That does nothing. That does nothing.
I don't care.
Which, you know, I think fulfills the true potential of the amiibo platform. So.
When they first announced Dark Souls for the Switch, like I saw someone post a thing like, please make an amiibo that looks like this, and it was fucking Solaire. It was exactly what they announced today. I was like, yes, dude. And I fucking pre-ordered that shit off of GameStop. It's the first amiibo I've ever fucking pre-ordered or ever bought is this fucking Solaire. Yeah.
There's a network test coming soon as well.
Yes.
And then Mario Tennis Aces is coming on June 22nd with a pre-launch online tournament. Game will host more than 15 playable characters, including a hilarious-looking chain chomp. Let's see, new shots, new game for Ultra, a swing mode for those who want to use the Joy-Con to swing their racket. Kind of like the Wii Tennis mode, I guess.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, no, I love the original Mario Tennis, so I'm down with this.
Did you guys get to watch like their presentation on that?
No, but the trail. I have all the trailers in this article.
Okay, so like that. That one probably took up the biggest chunk of time. It's probably 10 minutes. They like it's really go into it's that
6 minutes.
Game. Really, 6 minutes. All right.
Yep.
They really go into that game though, and it's like, it's pretty cool. Like as you're playing, you know, tennis. Like, you're always building up this meter where you could do, like, sort of, like, different trick shots as well as super shots as well as, like, it just seems like this really cool, like, meter-based, like, where you're always trying to build this meter and, like, just battling in that sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think it looks really neat. Like, I think they're going to add some, like, nice little hooks to the base tennis game, you know?
Nice.
Yeah, no, I am curious to check the trailer out. And then, let's see. They're putting Captain Toad.
Yes.
On the Switch.
Yeah, they are.
And let's see here. The port includes new levels inspired by Captain Toad's own adventures in Odyssey, including a level based on New Donk City. The port will include co-op support, where other players can shoot turnips to provide cover fire. So I guess as much of a co-op mode as is in Odyssey. And eventually the game will be on 3DS as well. The Switch version is on July 13th.
Nice.
And there was a bunch of third-party stuff. Undertale is coming to the Switch. The Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is coming to Switch. It's also coming to PC and Xbox. I don't know if the date is the same. The Switch date's July 10th.
Sounds about right from what I was hearing for PC and Xbox. It's about a year out.
Yeah. So that sounds like the exclusivity ran out.
Yeah.
And then Little Nightmares Complete Edition, which has all the DLC that was released. The game even has amiibo support. Surprisingly supports the Pac-Man amiibo.
Yes, it's like a creepy Pac-Man character. Like it's so pretty funny. Cool looking.
That's on May 18th on the Switch. Let's see here. South Park Fractured But Whole will come with a season pass for DLC content on April 24th. Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition will come on the Switch May 18th. There's some ARMS tournament that I guess they talked about. I did not really pay attention to.
They're still trying to push that game as a thing.
They put all that money into it, I guess. Splatoon 2 is getting a huge update. Getting 100 new pieces of gear, in addition to new three new maps, one of which I guess is a Splatoon 1 map. Let's see. Getting first paid DLC expansion and an Octo expansion adds a new single-player campaign, which adds some new characters, and that's $20.
That's $10 too much for what I will pay for it.
Yeah. And then, finally, a reason to buy a Switch console, the Super Smash Bros. Game was announced.
Yeah. So it was like a really brief teaser trailer at the end.
Yeah, it was small. Basically, all it was like, hey, there's Switch coming out, and it'll have the squidlings or whatever they're called from...
Inklings.
Sure, from Splatoon. So.
I like how you both corrected him simultaneously.
Hey, yep. It's very important.
God forbid I see something incorrect about a Nintendo game.
I think it's like another Splatoon trailer when they first started showing it, and then
they're Squid Kids.
It's like, hey, they're going to be in Smash Brothers, but like, is it the Wii U one?
That's the question, right? Or is that all we know is that it's going to be coming this year. And I guess we'll know more around E3.
I'm sure they'll say. I mean, if it's coming this year
now. I can imagine two scenarios. One is that this is a Splatoon 2 situation where it's like a significant amount of similar content, but also a significant amount of new content. Or like you could tell like Splatoon 2 is still very much Splatoon 1 with some new, with a decent chunk of new things on top of it.
Yeah, there's a new coat of paint.
Or they can do the Mario Kart 8 thing, where it's, or the Pokken thing, where it's just like, this is Super Smash Brothers Deluxe, and it's all, everything that was in the Wii U version, plus these characters
added in.
I don't know why you wouldn't build off that base. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have all that stuff there already done, like a billion levels, why not just make another dozen levels or so, and then that's the new one?
Right,
you get all the older stuff in it. Like, I kind of wish Mario Kart was more like that. Like, going forward, like, let's say you get the new Mario Kart and you have like a billion cups on it from like all the old games. Like, I don't know.
I
might not be reasonable, but like, I don't see why you wouldn't build off what they did on Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It depends, because like, I want it to feel like a new game.
A
bunch of new stuff. But I guess I'm not really sure what that means for a Smash Brothers game these days, right? I mean, a new Smash Brothers game is basically the last Smash Brothers game that looks better, has a bunch of new characters and some new
stages. Yeah, that's it.
So, and if that's all they do, then hey, like, rock on, man. Like,
but maybe put all those older stages from the Wii U one away as unlockables in the, you know, in this new game. I don't know why you wouldn't keep those like 36 stages or whatever the fuck they have. It's a, like a billion on there, you know, and they're all kind of cool as fuck. So I don't know. I'm not the biggest Smash Bros. Fan. Like, if that's their big game of the year, like the only big game of the year, that's kind of disappointing for me. But at the same time, I'm like, it's cool. Like, I'm excited for it. Like, I'm going to get it.
Well, no, because, well, I don't know. There's some people who think that Metroids are going to be out this year as well. So maybe they'll do a attack like they did last year.
And if I got both of those, I'm not complaining whatsoever.
I mean, obviously they're not. I mean, Smash Brothers may be of the same caliber, but, you know.
I think those people are crazy.
Who think that Metroid's coming out this year? Who like Smash Brothers?
Not what? No, I think that Metroid's coming out this year. I don't see Metroid coming out this year.
I don't know. The Game Informer 300th edition has a Metroid cover story, so I don't. Maybe that will say something.
Maybe we're going to get more. We haven't heard anything at all. Like,
I mean, look, it's not unprecedented. Look what Fallout did. You know.
Sure. Fallout 4, but know, also, like, look at how long Nintendo took between their announcement of like
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but yeah, that's Breath of the Wild.
I mean, it sounds like they might even be outsourcing.
Yeah, I think they said Namco is doing that one again.
Yeah, like, I don't think they take quite the same care with Metroid as they do with Zelda at all.
Well, sure.
I mean, I don't know. I think don't write it off. It could happen, dude.
You're right. It could.
I mean, it could.
It could happen.
It could happen. And if it did, I'd be happy.
We'll see. I don't know where you release that game where it does good.
I don't know.
You put it in December.
I could see them saying December, and then it gets delayed. I could see that happening as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on how big of a game it's supposed to be, which I guess is something we'll find out maybe when that Game Informer.
I mean, they're calling it Prime 4, right? So
it should be like, yeah, it should be.
That's a pretty big game.
You'd think.
Right, you would. Like, I mean, considering like Prime is considered like
it's Prime.
Yeah, it's
it's the premier Metroid. Yeah,
sure.
You
know. I mean, I go back to like Super Metroid for that, but. Sure.
Dude, for me, it is Prime. Like, Prime 1, like, that game is amazing, dude. Like, and I like the other ones, too, I guess. But
yeah. So, like, I mean, like, just considering what Metroid fans, modern Metroid fans are going to want, like, Prime is, that's a big game, so.
It's like getting a 3D Mario, dude. It's a bigger deal, no matter what, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear you on that. But yeah, so I mean, it was a pretty hefty thing. I think, I guess it was like, what, half an hour long between everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a, you know, kind of a big day.
Yeah.
All things considered. Glad it all happened on a Thursday instead of tomorrow. You know, because that's how it usually goes for us.
That was a nice one. I think there was something else that that came out. State of Decay 2, I guess, is going to be $30.
Damn. That sounds like
$10 too much. Or AKA free for me.
Right. It'll be part of the Game Pass.
Oh, all right. Well, in that case, yeah, why would you bother paying for it?
Right. Because, like, first-party games are included, so... yeah. No.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That reminds me. There was something that I was talking about on Twitter that I want to give you guys opinion on last night. Let me see if I can find this.
So we got... I don't know when State of Decay is coming, but I'm assuming at some point soon.
Summer?
Maybe.
Does it still not have a release date?
I don't think so. But Sea of Thieves very soon.
Sea of Thieves. That beta was very fun, dude. I'm really looking forward to that. State of Clay, though, I couldn't get into the first one.
I liked it. And this one looks like it's going to be more of that, so.
I mean, I'll play it. I'll try it out, but.
I like the idea of kind of like this Grand Theft Auto open world type area, but also like where your character can die and then you just kind of take over another character in your town. Like yeah. you're managing the town, you're managing their, you know, their relationship with you, you're managing their health.
That is a cool idea.
Yeah. Like, so you're kind of like managing the survivors, and it's like, it's not, your character isn't necessarily you, like it's more the town.
Yeah. It's more like you're doing like a Sims like type thing in a way, but yeah. You're playing as a character.
Yeah.
But like, I just felt like, I don't know, maybe if they made it better, like it was a little cheap feeling for sure. I thought the first one.
Yeah. It was a little janky.
Yeah.
May 22nd for State of Decay 2. Sea of Thieves is March 20th.
Nice.
Close.
And Crackdown 3, still no new date.
I guess that's still a game?
I guess.
That's what they say? So yeah, this thing, I saw a couple people poking it around on Twitter. And now this is just strictly like analyst nonsense. There were some people saying that they expect Nintendo to overtake Microsoft this year. Because like if they keep at a similar rate of attachment, that they're doing, obviously they're doing like, I guess much better than everybody else, but like, I guess the article just came out that they sold, like they hit 4 million in like half the time or something in Japan or something like that, compared to like the PlayStation 4.
Okay.
And stuff like that. So like this is worldwide sales, I guess, that like this, like just the idea of Microsoft coming in or Nintendo coming in so late and already overtaking somebody like Microsoft.
I mean, they'd have to sell about 22 million units this year, so.
And how many did they sell last year? 18?
I'm looking at 16. Hardware charts on VG charts, and they have them at 14.7 through February 10th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, let's see here. Yeah.
And they have Microsoft at 36.1 million through February 10th.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot of.
That's a lot, but it also doesn't seem.
Doesn't seem what?
Is that their lifetime number for Xbox?
Yeah.
Well, remember, like Xbox, Microsoft stopped reporting actual like hardware sales, so it's speculation on where they're at. But yeah, it's probably between 35 and 40 million.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if it's more 40 million, then yeah. I
guess, well, the rate of does feel like a lot faster than.
Right. Like, okay, I could see them at least catching up this year. I'm not sure.
I don't know if they can sell 20 million units. Like, you're going to tell me they're going to sell a quarter of what the PS4 has lifetime in 1 year? Because the PlayStation 4 is at like 75, 76 million. Like 20 million units?
That Smash Brothers, though.
That seems that's a lot. That's a lot of units.
That's, you don't know how many people, though, like, Smash Brothers is like the reason they buy a Nintendo system.
I mean, it's the fucking reason I'm going to buy a Nintendo
system. There you go, right there. One out of four of us.
Sure. But then the rest of us already have one. But, I mean, Smash Brothers did not help the Wii U all that much either.
Nothing could.
Yeah, I guess not.
And I guess, okay, so I guess this article means, I'm trying to, spending on Nintendo products and services. So, okay, so
they're talking attach rate.
So. Yeah, so they're not, okay, so this article like buried the fucking lead.
They're not talking about hardware.
So. No, they're not talking about hardware. They're just talking about like, hey, how much money people spend on Nintendo this year versus how much money they spent on Microsoft this year.
That could include like anything, like Amiibos and.
No, it's, well, it says products and services.
Yeah, right, which so I guess Amiibos count as well.
Sure.
They would get lumped into a P&L report for Nintendo, like as so, something they sell.
I could see that. I guess yes, that I can know. See.
Yeah, that makes a little.
Yeah, sense. For sure. I mean, I know that like when I look at like the Nintendo stuff, like I buy games there, like, you know. And people are. They're now buying their indie games there. They're begging for ports.
Like, yeah, right.
They seem willing to make the switch to Switch. That was bad, but
that
I
was bad. I'm gonna quit. All right, the show's
wasn't
over.
On purpose. Like,
I love and prefer my Switch. Like, I play, like, I do buy games specifically, like, so I'm already saying, like, should I just wait for Okami on the Switch? Like, that's, I just prefer it for whatever reason. I like that controller. I like the idea that if I want to, I can take it wherever I want. Super easy, you know?
Mine has not come out of its dock since I came back from New Orleans.
Yeah, no, I mean, mine either. And probably next time I will is when I go on vacation. And who knows if I'll even use it. But just the idea that I can do that
makes it
attractive.
But I will probably buy Celeste on Xbox One anyway.
Oh, dare yeah. you. That's crazy. That's totally a Switch game.
But I have no desire to carry the Switch around. Like, and I play most things on my Xbox, where I assume, like...
So what, you want achievements?
Sure.
Is that like the main reason? Like, otherwise, I'd also say the game is probably the same.
Also, the controller's a lot better on. Yeah, like, I've heard that the Joy-Cons are not good for.
Well, I mean, I have a Pro controller, which is comparable. I actually think the Xbox One controller is still a little bit better, but.
It's very cool.
I don't know. I just prefer playing games there. I'm never going to shift out. Like, it's going to be my Nintendo machine. Like, I'm not going to. Shift over to other stuff there.
It's not even a matter of, I guess it kind of is shifting for me, but it's just like that game especially feels like.
Right, but I mean, you're never going to be able to shift completely over to Switch.
No, I think like Celeste is like, I would definitely want that on the Switch. So like, if I am going somewhere or whatever, I'm taking on the road, like that's a perfect game for that, you know?
But I also have perfect games for that as well on there already. Yeah. Like, I have Puyo Puyo Tetris, I have Mario Kart, like
that Puyo Puyo.
So good.
Good game. Yeah. Great game.
Yeah. I mean, it's my Nintendo box.
Right. I guess I don't know. It's just crazy that like I don't know. Microsoft's place in this market has just like it did for Sony for a time, you know, changed drastically from where they were before.
And they've got to be like trying to work on shit right now. They've got to be. You know what I mean? Like, they do have to realize the problem here. I mean, Sea of Thieves is one thing, but, like, they need a lot more in the pipeline like that. Like, just different shit. So you get a hit, like a big hit. Yeah. You know?
Well, and I mean, it's obviously, like, they shot themselves in the foot with the mainstream market, like, immediately out of the game.
Yeah, right, that, with the whole that was painful.
Which
is a shame, because if you look at it, like, their vision for what they wanted is where we are.
Yep. Yeah, it's not like this is radical.
Right, but they were very aggressive about it in a way that seemed anti-consumer. Like, when you have Don Matrick out there being like, well, if people, right, but when he's the head of Xbox, and he's out there saying shit like, hey, man, if people don't have an internet connection, they should just go buy a 360.
That was arrogant, and it was stupid, and that hurt them a lot. Like, instead of kind of trying to pitch the idea that they were building off of, like, because they knew where shit was going. Like, they correctly predicted that. Like, games are moving to a service base. You're going to need an internet connection. You want to play Destiny, you need an internet connection. You want to play The Division, you need an internet connection. Like, you want to play this fighting game that shouldn't even be on the internet, you need an internet connection. Like,
yeah. Right, but I guess their original vision was, like, to curtail used games as well, right? Like, it was going to be, like, a one disc, one console kind of thing, right? And we're not quite there yet, but
we're pretty damn close.
We're
like,
close.
Like, digital sales are increasing year over year.
Yes.
And, like, GameStop is closing down shops. Like,
thank God.
Best Buy is not doing great. Like, like, physical media sales are declining. Like, they saw where shit was going. They were a little too fast on the gun.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, had they not come out and said that was their goal, and instead just, like, year after year started moving services into that way, like, if they had eased people into it,
right, which is exactly how they've had to do it. Like, both them and Sony have slowly pushed things that way.
Yeah.
Instead of just coming out, this is how we're gonna do it.
and I wonder, like, how, like, hardcore Xbox fans feel these days between lack of first party support and whatever first party support does come out is Play Anywhere, right? So, like, I wonder if they're just left wondering why they bothered to buy
machine
in the first place.
You're talking to three people that have one, right?
Like, no. Well, but I mean, like, I'm talking, like,
I don't
people who were there day one, like, fucking Xbox is my shit. Like, I ride or die Microsoft.
Right, like, the only Xbox, and, like, not people
who buy all the consoles, but, like, right, people who just, like, looked at the Xbox and go, no matter what, I'm sticking with Xbox. And Xbox went, that's great. What if the stuff that you thought you would only get on Xbox is now on, like, other places, on PC, you know, and stuff like that. Like,
depends on, like, if there are people that play PC. Like, I know plenty of people that are like, oh, I don't want to fuck with a PC.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's me. Like, 100%. That's non-factor for me, but I do think that Xbox, like, the first party library on it is disappointing. I really think it is. So, I just have to hope that they're going to do something better, because, like, I prefer playing on Xbox way more than PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, which reminds me, I guess, like, Sony was like, we're doubling our first-party efforts, or, like, well, that's not how they said it. They said it in a way that it implied they weren't focusing on first-party already.
Yeah, it sounded really silly.
They're restructuring to focus on first-party.
Right, I was like, excuse me?
What have you been doing? Like, I mean, you've had a good couple years with first-party output, like...
Right.
It was like... You weren't focusing on this before. Like, was the success random? Was this just happening by a mistake?
Right. Let me.
Like, Horizon Zero Dawn was just a kind of like, you shit that out and.
Yeah.
I can't believe this happened. Where did
Sony Interactive Entertainment has announced its intention to restructure at the start of April to focus on creating attractive and powerful first party titles. Like, oh.
I mean, that's kind of their calling card.
Okay. Like, right. Okay. What was,
you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Like last year was Horizon and Uncharted Lost Legacy. Year before that was Uncharted 4.
You got like God of War then, coming out this fucking April.
Right.
And shit. Like,
there was Bloodborne. There was like, I mean, yeah, the first couple of years of first party was rough, but like they found their footing real quick and then have like been knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Pretty consistently since then. So yeah, I found it like I didn't know if they were like trying to rub it in a little bit or what.
I think they are actually restructuring. Remember, like Kaz is leaving,
right?
To do like he's going to become what, chairman of the board or whatever, and they're using that opportunity to move people around within Sony.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, right. And who else is leaving? The dude from Sony Europe, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Whose name I cannot remember. Andrew House? I think? Andy House?
Yeah, I thought he had already left.
Maybe. Yes, but I mean, like, I wonder if this is all part of that. Because he left, I guess, his last day was, like, the day after PSX or something like that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they're making some moves. Like, I'm sure that's what this is all coming down to, right? Like they do have to restructure. They think they have a better business plan,
right? And I mean, I don't. I guess it's been working. I mean, they said that like Horizon was the highest selling first party title on the console.
Something like that.
Should be Bloodborne.
You can get Bloodborne for free now.
Also, Bloodborne doesn't have mass appeal, Jeff.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's the problem.
Says it had sold more than 7.6 million copies as of February 28th. So, yeah, that's a significant amount of copies for sure. So, yeah, I mean, they're fucking killing it. And look, man, I'm more than happy to hear that Sony's like, what if we just kept doing stuff?
What if we double down on it? Yes,
but what did they say about Horizon?
7.6 million sales,
and it's their best selling original title.
Maybe
because Uncharted 4 is up around 10 million.
Maybe it was faster. It was I don't know. Best. There was some one of those like marketing spiel that like makes it feel like it hit a milestone of some kind. But
yeah.
Maybe is. Here it is. The best-selling... Here it is. Oh, my God. Okay, the amount of dashes in this sentence. Best-selling new first-party franchise launch on PlayStation 4.
Okay, yeah.
So there's, like, 8 asterisks on
that
number, but yeah.
But, yeah, I would buy that. As, a brand-new IP on PS4, best-selling, yeah. It probably did better than The Order 1866 or whatever.
Sure. Or the horror game we liked.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool game.
It was.
Are we getting a sequel to that?
Which game?
Until Dawn. They released the VR sequel, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Supermassive. That cool, that's what, Supermassive, right? They're working on something else, I think. Which sucks because
VR game.
Which sucks because they're making Bravo Team, which was a PSVR game, but I could have sworn they had announced a game that was coming to PlayStation 4. But man, yeah, Until Dawn is such a good game.
I would buy Until Dawn too.
I would.
At some point this year, because I want to play God of War, I have to like buy a PS4 Pro or some bullshit, like, or at least a PS4 Slim or whatever. They got one of those.
Yeah, they've made 2 VR games, I guess. And
yeah, they just did the Impatient, which is it's a prequel to Until Dawn.
Right, like of the obscure ass lore, like
yeah,
it's not like how this connects to Until Dawn is not obvious unless you like read the diaries in the asylum.
Yeah, I guess it takes place in that asylum, right? Like
in like the 1960s and stuff. Yeah. I mean the screenshots on that game, it looks fucking amazing. Like they do faces and like like Uncanny Valley shit like really well.
Dude, I think that their first PSVR game was like super underrated. Like so many critics shit on that game. That was the best PSVR game I played.
Which game was that?
Rush of Blood, yeah. Like everyone's it's just a roller coaster ride. It's like, yeah, that's what every PS, like that's what every VR game I've played is, but this game is amazing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that game had like amazing atmosphere. Like it was just like a really fun shooting gallery game, but like in VR, like it was awesome. Like, I don't know.
I'd heard that from a couple, you know, other critics as well.
Like if you got that, like if you got a PSVR, definitely buy Rush of Blood. It's totally worth it, dude.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, that's it. Disagree?
No. Well, I don't know. I still haven't played VR because I'm afraid that my dreams will be crushed and I'll like vomit the instant that I.
That would be bad.
That I put on a headset, so I just like to pretend that I'm like, nah, I don't know yet. Well, I'll figure it out one day. But the second they put a Silent Hill game on VR is
that's when you're in.
That's what I'm in, which means I won't have to ever worry about it because Konami's never going to make another
one. Oh, we're gonna get
Silent Hill Survive.
Yeah, yeah.
Has anybody taken the bullet on that one?
No.
Nope.
Not at all. One more thing before we leave here. Speaking of, only because you mentioned VR, but Oculus Rift headsets stopped working this past week.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck was up with that? Was that like a Y2K bug kind of thing?
No, it was like one of their licenses expired.
Oh, shit.
A bunch of shit. Yeah.
It was like a security certificate or something.
Yep.
Damn.
That's
amazing.
And they're like, we've been aware of this issue, or we're aware of this issue we're working to resolve.
I don't know if they ever fixed it, but I think that's hysterical.
That is amazing.
I just imagine people going in to get into their VR and just going black.
Oh, man. My favorite was like, Jeff Kurtzman was like, he's like, man, I knew Oculus didn't want people to play their games on PC, but this seems like a really extreme way to go about it.
All right. We'll be back next week. Maybe with some Burnout Paradise remastered impressions.
Yeah, buddy.
Amongst
other things. Trip down memory lane.
Yeah. So, 8 years ago? 7 years ago?
I think like...
Better time.
Only, so 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say.
2008. Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Which is crazy because... There's not that's been a long game since then. Like, that's... Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because they moved Criterion over to Need for Speed after that. To release the two best Need for Speeds that came out last gen. But still no more Burnout. It's a shame. Anyway, we'll be back. Jeff, say goodnight.
Goodnight.